Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Accidental Investment Banker: Inside the Decade That Transformed Wall Street is a memoir and industry critique by Jonathan A. Nee, drawing on his years at Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley during the 1990s boom and the early 2000s bust. The book offers an insider view of investment banking at a moment when Wall Street shifted from a more relationship-driven culture toward a faster, more transactional one. Rather than presenting finance as an abstract system, Nee focuses on how daily professional norms, incentives, and ambitions changed inside major firms. The result is both a personal account of a career on the street and a broader analysis of how the investment banking business evolved in the internet era. It is especially concerned with the tension between long-term client stewardship and short-term deal-making, as well as the ethical and cultural consequences of that shift. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the 1990s boom changed investment banking culture. A central concern of the book is the way the 1990s altered the internal culture of major investment banks. Nee portrays a period of rapid growth, high valuations, and intense competition in which firms became less restrained and more focused on immediate transactions. The book suggests that this environment rewarded speed, aggressiveness, and deal volume, often at the expense of older norms such as discretion, loyalty, and continuity with clients. This is important because it shows that the transformation was not just about market conditions or technology. It was also about changing professional behavior. The book frames Wall Street culture as something that can be reshaped by incentives, prestige, and the pressure to stay ahead in a booming market. By describing this cultural shift from the inside, Nee helps explain why many bankers and clients later felt alienated by the industry they had helped build. Secondly, the decline of relationship banking and the rise of transactional thinking. The book repeatedly contrasts an older investment banking model, based on long-term relationships and trust, with the newer model that emphasized completing deals and moving on. Nee treats this as one of the most consequential changes in Wall Street during the decade he covers. Under the earlier ethos, bankers were expected to cultivate client confidence and think beyond a single transaction. In the newer environment, success was often measured by how quickly and profitably a deal could be executed. This shift mattered because it changed what bankers believed their job was supposed to be. The book argues that when short-term results dominate, advice becomes less durable and client loyalty weakens. Nee does not present this as a simple moral decline, but as a structural change tied to competition, compensation, and the widening influence of trading and market activity. The analysis makes the reader see investment banking not just as a profession, but as a business whose identity can be altered by its own incentives. Thirdly, what investment bankers actually do behind the public image. One of the book's most useful features is its explanation of the day-to-day work of investment bankers, especially for readers who know Wall Street mainly through headlines or stereotypes. Nee shows that the job is not simply about making money or advising on mergers in the abstract. It involves long hours, internal politics, pitch preparation, client management, and constant judgment under uncertainty. The book's insider perspective is valuable because it breaks down the glamour associated with investment banking and replaces it with a more concrete picture of how deals are sourced, framed, negotiated, and sold. This practical clarity helps readers understand why the profession attracts ambitious people and why it can also produce cynicism. By showing the routines and pressures of the work itself, Nee gives the book an explanatory function that goes beyond memoir. It becomes a guide to the machinery of elite finance and the kinds of decisions that shape major corporate transactions. Fourthly, ethical drift, cynicism, and the erosion of trust on Wall Street. A major theme of the book is the ethical cost of the industry's transformation. Nee presents a Wall Street where expectations of loyalty and restraint have weakened, making room for opportunism and a more cynical attitude toward institutions, clients, and colleagues. The famous idea that deals can be approached with an "I will be gone, you will be gone" mentality captures the short-term horizon that the book criticizes. This is not only a matter of individual bad behavior, it is presented as a professional culture that can normalize detachment from consequences. The result is a loss of trust, both within firms and between banks and their clients. Nee also shows how this climate affects younger bankers, who often enter the industry with less commitment to the firm than earlier generations had. The book is strongest when it connects moral change to business structure, showing how ethics erode when incentives reward exit over stewardship. Lastly, an insider memoir that doubles as a historical record of pre-crisis Wall Street. The book stands out because it is both a personal memoir and a historical snapshot of Wall Street before the 2008 crisis. Nee writes from direct experience at two of the most prominent firms in finance, which gives the narrative authority and immediacy. At the same time, the book captures a specific era, the late 1990s internet boom, the rise of mega deals, and the atmosphere that preceded the market collapse. This historical positioning matters because it lets readers see how the industry evolved before the crisis made its flaws more widely visible. The memoir format also allows Nee to blend observation with reflection, making the book more vivid than a purely analytical business history. Readers gain not only a sense of what happened, but also how insiders understood the changes as they were unfolding. That combination of lived experience and institutional analysis is one of the book's main strengths. In conclusion, The Accidental Investment Banker is best suited for readers who want more than a surface-level history of Wall Street. Anyone interested in finance, mergers and acquisitions, corporate advisory work, business culture, or the evolution of modern investment banking will find it useful. It is also a strong choice for students and professionals who want to understand how incentives, prestige, and market pressure reshape institutions from the inside. The book offers practical value by clarifying what investment bankers do, how major deals are put together, and why professional norms can change so quickly in a competitive environment. Its intellectual value lies in the way it links personal experience to broader institutional change. Compared with many finance books that focus either on technical mechanics or scandal-driven storytelling, Nee's account is more reflective and historically grounded. It stands out for combining insider access, cultural critique, and a clear sense of a turning point in Wall Street history. That makes it especially useful as a memoir of one banker and a diagnosis of an industry that lost some of its older discipline while chasing growth. If you would like to support Jonathan A. Nee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.